today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear friends, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program, today's special, Salamun Alaikum. May Allah's peace and salutations be upon all of you. Congratulations on this auspicious day. What date is today? Today is Thursday, is the 4th of Shaban, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Isfan, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of March, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. But what is important on this day is the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. Congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
Nicknames of Hazrat Abbas. Al-Abbas was called Abul Fadl, father or owner of virtue. Some mentioned that he had a son called Al-Fadl. As a matter of fact, this name represents his personality completely, because he was the owner, leader, and a source of virtue. In his life, he was so open-handed, he used to distribute his virtue and charity to anyone who was directed to him. After martyrdom, he has been the shelter and refuge of everyone who seeks his help. Most surely, God relieves him who turns to him and implores to him by using Abul Fadl as his means and interceder. Al-Abbas was also called Abul Qirba, that means the owner of water skin, because he had carried water to the harem of Imam al-Hussein during the Battle of At-Taf. On the auspicious birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas, we offer our thousand and thousand of congratulations to all brothers and sisters in faith and humanity.
Dr. Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. On the fourth day of the month Sha'ban, presumably in the year 26th of the Hijra calendar, Abbas ibn Ali, another son of Imam Ali alayhi salam, was born in the city of Medina. And Abbas ibn Ali was born in the house of Imam Ali alayhi salam and received his education from his father, the first infallible Imam Ali alayhi salam, as well as his brothers, Imam al-Hassan al-Mujtaba and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Because of this type of exceptional and graceful education he received from the three infallible Imams of his time, we find that this type of education exerted its influence in the character and career of Abul Fazl Abbas salamullah alayh, such that especially in the event of Ashura, Abbas ibn Ali alayhi salam showed his courage and his staunch support in favor of his elder brother Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. At the same time, it must be indicated that One of his designations is Qamar Bani Hashim. I mean, he was analogized to moon because of his beauty for the Bani Hashim clan, for the Hashemites. At the same time, it must be indicated that Abbas in Arabic means frowning. And one of the reasons for this designation is that he was very kind to believers and he was very austere for disbelievers and those people who abused the Islamic religion. When Al-Abbas ibn Ali was born, Imam Ali alayhi salam was very happy and delighted. And at the same time, Imam Ali alayhi salam used to kiss this newborn infant's arms. And when Umm al-Banin, the mother of Al-Abbas ibn Ali, asked Imam Ali alayhi salam for the reason of his behavior, I mean, that is kissing Al-Abbas's arms, Imam Ali alayhi salam indicated that someday in the future, Al-Abbas will lose his both of arms in support of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura in Karbala. And we find that Al-Abbas ibn Ali received his education in a place and in such a moral context that's really unrivaled. Because of this, we find that together with Imam al-Hussein al-Salam, the next personality whose name is usually mentioned in connection with the Ashura episode is no one but Al-Abbas ibn Ali. Thank you.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا Let's enjoy this happy day Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate Celebrate, let's celebrate Allah, Allah, thank you for this day
Loyalty of Hazrat Abbas Loyalty is the noblest characteristic one can have. Hazrat Abbas set a record in this field when he represented all features of loyalty distinguishably. Loyalty to the religion. Hazrat Abbas was the most faithful and the best defender of his religion. When Islam had to encounter the danger of eradication by the Umayyad band, who renounced Islam completely, Al-Abbas dedicated himself to fighting on all fronts for defending his religion and raising the word of Allah on earth. Loyalty to the nation. As he noticed his nation sinking down under the gloomy nightmare of humility due to the absolute despotism of the Umayyad band, Al-Abbas understood that his mission was to proceed for saving them. Along with his brother, family members, and companions, they raised the slogan of freedom and declared holy jihad ceaselessly until they were martyred for doing so. This, in fact, is the ever most elevated loyalty to the nation, loyalty to his brother. It is incumbent upon each Muslim to swear allegiance to the Imam who lives in his time. Hence, Al-Abbas gave the best example of being faithful to the allegiance to the Imam of his time, Al-Husayn. All over history, you cannot find an item of loyalty more exalted than that of Al-Abbas to his brother and to his leader. Hence, his loyalty has become an ultimate goal that attracts every free, honest man. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice.
Imam Hussein and Hazrat Abbas. Hazrat Abbas' devotion, respect, and affection for Imam al-Hussein was so deep that he used to worship that very ground Imam Hussein walked on. In fact, it is said that he used to apply to his eyes the dust from Imam Hussein's feet. He detested anyone taking precedence in serving Imam al-Hussein. Even as a young child, he prevented others from serving Imam Hussein. It is said that once Imam Hussein was present with his holy father, Hazrat Ali, in the mosque of Kufa, felt thirsty and asked for water from Qanbar, a well-known and obedient servant of Hazrat Ali. When Qanbar rose to bring the water, Hazrat Abbas, who was then a very young child, asked Qanbar to stop, saying that he would himself bring the water for his master. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, "I bear witness, O Abbas, that you have reached the zenith of perfection in the matter of self-resignation, loyalty, and obedience."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen, Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin. If someone wants to understand the concept of loyalty, the concept of nobility, the concept of al-ithar, giving priority to others over myself, the concept of al-ghira, then first we have to understand who Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas ibn Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was. Fourth day of Sha'ban is the birthday of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas ibn Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the son of Umm al-Baneen, this courageous, brave, mighty warrior who is called Qamar Bani Hashim, the moon of Bani Hashim, whose job in his entire life, he dedicated it to defending Imam al-Hussein, to defending his master Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And as we all know, in the Battle of Karbala, all the great sacrifices he made and the loyalty that he showed for Imam Hussein. But it's not just the day of Ashura, brothers and sisters. Usually all we hear about Abu al-Fadl Abbas is what happened Ashura. Abu al-Fadl Abbas was 40 years old or in his 40s on the day of Ashura, or close to 40. He had so many noble stances and he showed so much loyalty much before that, during the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, in the wars that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam waged against the kuffar, against the disbelievers, against the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas was on the front line, and Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas used to defend Imam al-Hussein. He wouldn't let Imam al-Hussein fight as long as he is there. How could Imam al-Hussein fight when I am here? So Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas' entire life was devoted to his brother Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And especially on the day of Ashura, brothers and sisters, all the great stances that he had, all the great things that he did for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. For after all, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas was born, was conceived for the sake of Imam al-Hussein.
مولد السبط تجلى ولنا عيد عظيم ومع السبط مضينا في الصراط المستقيم.
That was all for today's special. But we continue offering our congratulations to you, dear sisters, dear brothers, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, on the anniversary of Hazrat Abbas' birthday. Congratulations and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي